the radio show where we talk about it all.
Hey, welcome to Shop Talk with Cassandra Renee. With me is my co-host, Kevin Eaton.
Good morning, Baltimore. Good morning.
Hey, we are so thrilled today to have Glenn Jackson with us and Ursula Battle.
All righty then.
Yes.
We've been waiting for this episode for a while.
We are so excited. We're so honored that you all took the time out to visit with us today.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
We also have on the line Miss B. She's a regular contributor to the show. Hi, Miss B.
Good morning.
Hey, Miss B. How you doing?
Doing wonderful.
Miss B, is that your house I saw on Facebook?
Yes, sir. Don't you like it?
That's her future home.
That's a nice house there, boy.
Yeah, first you have to visualize it first.
Got to see it.
That's right.
Yeah, that is wonderful. Mm-hmm.
We're going to start our show today talking with Miss Ursula Battle.
Alrighty then.
You know, she has a play out that's called The Crown of Glory and the Agony of Deceit.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. So, please tell us about Ursula Battle.
Okay, well, background on me, I'm a local journalist. I write for the Baltimore Times, former reporter for the Baltimore Afro-American newspaper, and formerly worked for Coppin State University. And outside of that, I'm also a playwright. Back in 2001, I wrote a production called Ursula V. Battle's The Teacher's Lounge, which did phenomenal for my first production. And actually, I've gotten so much feedback since then on the production that I'm actually going to come back with Teacher's Lounge Part 2 next year. So watch out for that in 2013. Some of my other productions include Discord in the Choir. And again, my latest production, as you mentioned earlier, is The Crown of Glory and The Agony of Deceit. And essentially, it's a modern-day depiction of the biblical story of Esther. And I was actually working on another production, but the Lord called me off of that production and directed me to write this story about Esther. And through this production, we're seeking to transform lives as well as educate people about this powerful, powerful story. And I think what amazed me is that a lot of people, believe it or not, don't know the story of Esther. So through this production, we're seeking to preach God's word through a stage play. And we want to empower people. And we also want people to understand you have a choice. You either pick the crown of glory, as Esther and Mordecai did, or you can go with Satan's agony of deceit. So this is an awesome production. And I'm pleased that the Lord has blessed us with a dynamic team of co-directors, one which is here today with me, Rose Hamm. Also, we have Dr. Della Dameron Johnson from the University of Maryland Eastern Shore. Also, Miss Tracy Stevenson, and also Miss Carol Williams.
Wow. What makes this play different from your previous plays?
I think what makes this play different from previous plays that I've written is the strong spiritual message in this production. I think that I always try to write pieces, like, again, through Teacher's Lounge and Discord in the Choir, where people can come. I think my mainstay is comedy, but I also like to infuse my comedy with dramatic pieces as well. But within that, I always try to let people leave with a message. I want them to leave having laughed and having thought about something that was in the play, but I want them to leave with some type of message that will allow them to grow and to feel empowered and to feel inspired after they leave my productions. But with this one, I think this is special because, again, I think the Lord directed me to this production in terms of writing it, and I believe that this is a powerful way to preach His word through a play. So I believe that God's anointing is on the play. I can tell based on the things that He's done in terms of the people that He sent, things that He's doing in this production. I can't even really even put into words because they're being done in a very supernatural way that only the Lord can do. And so I think the anointing and the power of this production based around the change, I believe, that can come through this production, through the people that come out and support it, sets it apart from my other pieces. I think this is the best piece of writing I've done in a stage play.
Wow, that's great.
Well, I just want to say, you know, I just want to, it's good that you're here with us right now. I'm glad that you're here, you know, and I was like, I wanted to work with Ursula Battle. That was like one of the things I wanted to do because, you know, when I came back from California and everything, my family's like, hey, have you seen Ursula lately? I was like, no, I haven't seen Ursula in a while, you know, about 10, 15 years or so. Oh, she's doing good. She's writing plays and this and that and all kinds of things. Like, I said, well, maybe one day I get to hook up with Ursula one day, and that happened. You know, and she asked me to be in the last play that she did, which was Discord in the Choir. Mm-hmm. And it was a very, very nice play. And people come out to see it. And everybody that I talked to that came to see the show or didn't get to see it, they want to see if we're going to do it again. Everybody wants to, you know, be a part of it. They want to see if we can do that, you know, that play again. So I do know that, you know, her work is outstanding. She does really good work when it comes down to doing her plays, her productions. She has a full band and choir and, you know, the whole nine yards. The stage we set up with props and, you know, it's really nice.
So is there a possibility there could be a Discord in the Choir too, or you circle back and do it again?
I absolutely would. We actually did the play in Reading, Pennsylvania. We've done the play at the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, and we have also, of course, done the play at Coppin State University, my alma mater. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten calls as far as California to bring this play to other areas. Of course, the challenge always is people want us to bring the play there, but monetarily they can't necessarily afford it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you have to put your cast on a plane and fly out and so forth and so on. But I think the fact that people are online and they're reading about the play and see the, I guess, the magnitude that the play could have in terms of their areas speaks to the marketability of the play and the fact that people do want us to bring this show on the road. So to answer your question, absolutely. If we get the demand for the play, we would certainly like to put it up and do it again.
Wonderful.
Well, that's good because I got a 3-piece zoot suit that I only get to wear on Father's Day.
Father's Day? Yeah. It's your Father's Day suit.
Yeah, it's my Father's Day suit, my 3-piece zoot suit.
Have I seen it?
No.
Oh.
You haven't seen that one yet.
I'm going to have to go to the show in order to see the suit.
So I got to wear my 3-piece zoot suit that day.
You know? You're going to have your pocket watch.
Yeah, oh yeah.
All right,
oh, yeah.
Now.
I'll be swinging anything like that.
Ursula, what advice would you give to anyone who's interested in sort of like following their passion, like with what you're doing, being a playwright?
I would absolutely tell that particular person to walk by faith and not by sight. Mm-hmm. That's the key. Because if you walk by sight, I would honestly have to say that the majority of my productions I wouldn't have done. I walk by faith. I walk by God's leading me. And I believe that He's always, you know, put the right people around me so that I could be persistent in terms of what I'm trying to do through my plays. I'm persistent anyway. I don't give up. I don't throw the towel in. So I think it's in my genes. But the fact that that I walk by faith, I think, is the key. So to other playwrights, no matter what it is that you're doing, whether it's writing plays or you want to open a business or you want to go into music, you have to be persistent and you have to walk by faith. And you have to surround yourself with good, positive people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the key. And have just really solid people around you that got your back and have faith in what it is that you're trying to do. That's really the key.
Miss B, do you have any questions?
Well, actually, I just wanted to commend you, Ursula, on what you're doing.
Thank
and
you.
I do want to encourage you. Sometimes when God gives you the vision, you may have people that are with you that don't see the same vision. Well, they're not the ones that are with you, or they're supposed to be with you. So just remember, the people that are supposed to be with you, God will already have them in place.
Thank you.
He will have them in place, and every crooked place will be made straight. Everything that you set out to do for Him will succeed.
Ooh, a sermonette.
Thank you.
And also, we like to, you know, our show is basically based around people that have salons and barbershops and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm not mistaken, your dad had a barbershop back in the day.
25 years?
Yeah, my father, shout out Daddy, John Battle, Mountain Mosier Street.
Battle's Barbershop.
Battle's Barbershop. Yes, my father is a longtime barber, and he's actually still cutting hair now.
Mm.
My father's also a minister as well, Reverend John Battle. So I guess the ministry in me, I may not be preaching from the pulpit, but certainly the Lord is using me to preach through my gospel stage plays.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Okay, tell us about the Crown of Glory and the Agony of Deceit.
Yes.
The venue, the times, dates.
Okay, the venue is the Jewish Community Center. And the Jewish Community Center is located at 5700 Park Heights Avenue in Baltimore. And we actually debut this weekend, October the 27th at 8 p.m. And then we have two shows the next day, which is November 3rd and November 4th at 3:30 and 7:30 p.m. And then we come back the following weekend, Saturday, November the 3rd at 8 p.m. and Sunday, November 4th at 3:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. So it's just going to be awesome. And the fact that we're doing it at the Jewish Community Center, at the time when I was looking for a venue to do the play, I didn't necessarily put the connection to the Book of Esther, so to speak, but this is all a part of just God just bringing this play together in ways that I never even imagined.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So perfect venue for the play.
Okay. Do you have a website, telephone number?
Contacts.
Yes, my website is www.battlestage.com, and people who are interested in buying tickets for this awesome, wonderful production can call 443-531-4787 or 410-409-6327.
Okay, Kelly.
All right. Well, I just want to say that this is brought to you by Coiffure. Yay, yay.
Coiffure Exclusive Salon.
C-O-I-F-F-U-R-E. Going with your spill.
And Miss Ursula Battles. Uh-huh. The show is being sponsored by both. It's being co-sponsored.
Okay.
Okay. So if you want to reach us, the number is 410-663-2643. Coiffure Exclusive Salon. And also, too, we'd like for you to like our fan page.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Are you on Facebook?
Yes.
Okay. Tell us about that.
Actually, I'm on Facebook under Playwright Battle and also Battle Stage Plays. I'm also on Twitter.
Okay, so make sure you follow her on Twitter.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, our webpage is really off the chain.
Thank you.
You know, my cousin be like, you know, on it, so everything that we do be on the webpage and everything. So, you know, check it out. You know, we check yours out. And we
just
share.
She's on YouTube, because I've seen some of the commercials on YouTube. So that's good.
Ms. Reyes, Ms. Rose over there, you in the corner.
You have anything you want to add?
Well, I just want to say that if you came to Discord in the choir, you heard Sister Jenkins. And Sister Jenkins said, you got to come see this one there, because you don't want to miss the crown of glory and the agony of the deceit. Because if you do, oh, honey child, you're going to miss a whole lot of soul raising. So come on out and see this show.
Ooh, all I'm right. going.
Yeah.
Kevin, we have to decide what date we're going.
Okay, I'll probably be there every day. I'm playing, right?
Oh, you're playing?
Yeah, actually, Kevin's going to be playing in the production. You know, he's an awesome, awesome musician. And he's going to be playing in the production. And also, if I can mention, too, we have a cast member who is recuperating right now from surgery. I want to give a shout out to Miss Tammy Rogers, and Tammy is actually playing one of the characters in the play by the name of Lakeisha. And if I could just mention this really quickly, I think the play, the one special thing about it is that we tap into things that we're hoping, again, that people leave with in terms of learning something about themselves that they can maybe improve on. So there's these characters in the play, one of which is Lakeisha. Well, you know, her name is Lakeisha, she lies. And that particular character is being portrayed by Tammy, who's going to do an awesome job. And then we have Phoniqua. Well, Phoniqua is phony. But we have these different characters whose names represent the characteristics that they possess.
Mm-hmm.
We have Kleptopatra. Well, Kleptopatra, she steals everything. And she'll even try to steal your man if you're not watching her.
Uh-oh.
So, again, it's a modern depiction of Esther, but we also bring in some of the things that are worldly, but you can't really sugarcoat it. You have to really show the world, but you show the world, but you also can show transformation, how you can go from some type of challenge, whether it's lying or stealing or whatever. But if you just hold on and you put your trust in God, he can change you. God can do anything. He can transform you. And so, again, although there's some things in the play that people may find to be a bit worldly, you can't sugarcoat the world, but you can illustrate those things in a tasteful way. But at the end of the day, you can be transformed. And again, that's the message of this play, the crown of glory.
Oh.
Or is it going to be the agony of deceit? You make the choice. It's yours.
And give us the web address again, please.
It's www.battlestageplays.com. And actually, Rose didn't mention this, but she's also in the production. She actually comes in looking for the first lady of the church, portrayed by Angela Quick, who has run away from the church. You want to know why the first lady ran away from the church? You have to come to see the play and find out.
That is wonderful.
Thank you guys so much for visiting with us. We really appreciate it. And you know, you're always welcome to come back and sit and talk
back
with us.
Okay.
Great.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, so now we're about to start our Monday morning quarterback segment with Ariel and Jimmy. Oops, I think I must have just lost Ariel. Hi, Jimmy.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm a little sick this morning.
Oh, you're a little sick? Why are you a little sick?
I'm a little, you know, because of the game yesterday.
Yes.
I mean, just the overall poor performance of both our offense and defense.
Sickening, huh?
You say again?
Sickening, huh?
Yes, very much.
Yeah, we got beat down a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I'm surprised you even called in today, Jimmy.
Yeah, we didn't expect you to call in, Jimmy. We really didn't. We were talking about on the way here, like, okay, Jimmy won't be in there today, and Ariel won't call in because they lost. But they just lost so badly. That's what the whole thing was.
Mm-hmm,
they were
mm-hmm.
tortured.
Exactly. Ariel?
Yes?
Hi.
Hi.
What are your thoughts on the game?
Sorry.
Uh-oh. Sorry. I'm messing up on the phone, y'all. I'm sorry. Jimmy?
Yes?
Do you have any more to add about the game?
Yes, you know, a lot of people are coming down on Flacco and talking about Flacco's poor performance. But I say our offensive line has a lot to do with his performance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you get to the point where you're having passes knocked down, that's the fault of the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the penetration, he wasn't getting the time. And he's one of those quarterbacks, like I've said before, that has to stay in rhythm.
Yes.
And he really never had an opportunity to find any rhythm at that point. He just shut down.
I can
understand.
So I guess we need this bye week to kind of regroup and get ourselves together. Not only the players, but the fans as well, huh?
Yeah, very, very, very much so.
Well, Jimmy, thank you so much for calling.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Okay.
You hang
right.
in there, man. Get
all
well.
Right. It's going to be all right.
Yeah, it's going to be all right.
Yeah, I got 2 weeks. I guess I need 2 weeks to recover off.
All right. Bye-bye. Wow.
Yeah, huh? The whole mm-hmm. city is feeling that one.
Yeah, we're a little depressed.
Yeah, I bet quite a few people called in work sick today.
I'm sure they did, holding their heads. And again, I apologize, Ariel. I cut Ariel off.
Oh, okay.
Now for the second part of our show, we have Glenn Jackson in the house.
How you doing,
Welcome, Glenn.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Excited about being here.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, Glenn is a producer. He's a radio and television personality, fashion and beauty icon. But you know what? Who is Glenn Jackson?
I must be crazy. I don't know. It probably would have to be a person that have a divine calling.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably my divine calling to be doing this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because no one would have told me 21 years ago I'd be working in the hair industry. I was in the Navy.
Yes.
Mm. Wow.
So to end up dedicating 20 years of my life working with stylists and barbers and helping them to see their own true potential probably would have been far from the scale. You know, it has been an emotional roller coaster. It has been a stressful roller coaster. But it has been a rewarding staircase of excellence.
Mm.
It has taken me from here to Japan, from Japan to Russia, from Russia to the Dominican Republic, to Kingston, Jamaica.
Wow.
All based on one idea that I created in my head 20 years ago at Bowling Air Force Base in Washington, D.C. So that's just the power of what is possible when you plant those seeds out on the earth. I realized early that this was $1 billion+ that everybody else was cashing in on except us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was important to help African Americans know their own strength and their own value, because the biggest disconnect with our community is not that we are great at what we do, because we're awesome,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
it's that we see the value
yes.
in what our community can do. That's right. what the end result is. So
mm-hmm.
often, you know, we will support other businesses that are doing the same exact thing. It was fun that when Ms. Battle was mentioning about the play, so often you get people, yeah, they want you to come, they think what you're doing is fabulous, but who's going to fund it?
Exactly.
You know?
That bottom
who's
line.
Who's going to pay for lights? Who's going to pay for
right.
wardrobe?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Exactly.
And it's amazing that I remember when I walked into the building of the Kennedy Center when I first started doing the Golden Scissors, I needed a venue.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, wouldn't it be awesome to do a show here? But when the labor was like, it'd be about $50,000, and I'm sitting up here like, I don't even know if we can pay for the trophies this year. So, you know, so it was like, it just tells you that, you know, how can you win if you don't play the game?
Yes.
You
yes.
know, so sometimes you have to go back in the kitchen, cook something else.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody eat. It may not be filet mignon, but everybody is full and we good to the next journey. And so I have just learned to take nothing and turn it into something.
Yes.
I think our business now is about how we can take this industry and make it an opportunity to give back to this community. We created Hair Idol with Brandy the singer, mm-hmm. that gave away back into the community. Over $50,000 went directly back to stylists in the community. Through Golden Scissors Awards platform along in D.C., over $50,000 has been given directly back to the community.
Mm.
Through Pantene Relax and Natural, over $2.5 million in the Pantene Hairtopia event. We are the creators of the Wella Color Charm, which is African Americans and Latinos together, mm-hmm. which is in itself is like putting oil into water, mm. to show, even though people try so hard to be different, there's so much about us is exactly the
same.
That
is so true.
Mm-hmm. You know? So it has been a blessing and a journey, as this year will culminate our 21st anniversary, which will be December the 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
It will be in downtown Silver Springs. It will kick off our Hair Boss event, which is a three-phase part, seven stylists across America. If you go to the www.bobbyboss.com website, you can cast your votes. Well, online, we'll determine who are our cash award winners, 3,000 for first, 2 per second, 1,000 for third, 500 for fourth. Don't cost the stylist one dime.
Mm-hmm.
So it's no money received from the stylist by them just participating, because I want these people to realize the value that they have. And it's more than just pay a mortgage every month.
Yes, it is.
I have a question for somebody, you know, like myself, that's not a stylist, a barber. And like I was telling Ursula, I'm not an actor either, you mm-hmm. know, but exactly what is the Golden Scissors Awards? I mean, what is it?
Well, the show was designed really
because it's a show.
It's a show.
Okay.
It's an award show that honors excellence in mm-hmm. the beauty industry.
Okay.
When I initially created it 21 years ago, I just did it as an opportunity to bring the communities together.
Right.
Because all these people were doing all of this great stuff. And in the early like 90s, stylists and barbers, they were living the good life.
Mm-hmm.
Every yes. hairstylist and every barber, you can best believe, had the biggest car and
yes,
the biggest
did.
House. It was just a very thriving and successful business.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't do anything in the marketplace on a Saturday that somebody selling something wouldn't show up in some salon or barbershop somewhere trying to sell it. So I knew that they had the it factor. So what would happen if you could bring all of those people together? Same goal, same goal, same commitment, what could be possible?
Okay.
So it was really, yeah, you were getting awards, but those awards were really divides so that people could come together and exchange information. The reason why we are so displaced in this country is because we're so separated.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody works like they're on an island.
Yes.
Everybody works like somebody's going to take something away from them. And until we can come into a situation where we can celebrate each other in what we're doing, and that means like the hair salons, which is mainly our focus of what we work with. If you think about 10 years ago in hair salons, how many big salons do you know still exist today?
Mm-hmm.
Where there are about 10 or 15 stylists still working in the same space today. It's just not that many. 21 years later, there is not one salon that started when we started 21 years ago that are still, their doors are still open.
Glenn, what does the future hold for the Golden Scissors Awards?
Television.
Television.
Television. We've got five shows that have been created based on our platform.
Mm-hmm.
But I really want a television show that puts us in a favorable light.
Yes.
Not necessarily a reality show where, you know, we have to be joning on each other, degrading each other, making black women look mm-hmm. less than.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, but just celebrating the excellence of what we do.
Yes.
For me, when Chris Rock came up with Good Hair, it was a bit disturbing for me.
Oh, you know, I was wondering how you felt
it
about that.
It was very disturbing for mm-hmm. me. You know, and not in a sense, I ain't mad at you. You do you.
Right.
You're a celebrity. You mm-hmm. make it work for you. But do that make people think that every black salon operate within those windows?
Amen.
And yeah. they don't.
Yes.
They really don't.
They don't. Mm-hmm. I know countless of salons in Atlanta and Philly that are totally upscale,
mm-hmm.
providing upscale service.
That's right.
And it just really bothers me how so often people create these divine tools
yes.
that really degrade what we do. And
mm-hmm.
it doesn't uplift what we do.
Yes.
You know, it's probably the fall of Dudley as we know it. I mean, at that time, you know, people often say, well, you'll be on TV. You'll get lots of exposure.
Mm-hmm.
But what is the exposure if at the end result it degrades? Raise your business.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
How does it help you sell more products? It just doesn't.
Uh-uh. Glenn, I have a fun question for you. Because you mentioned something about reality show. But let's picture this. Glenn Jackson, the movie. Who would play Glenn Jackson?
I don't know. But they would have to be crazy and all out there. My mother be sitting at the show. She'd be like, is something wrong with you? I'd be like, no. She said, you're a glutton for punishment. Because, you know, you're still in a vanity business.
Right.
So when you talk about win or lose, and when they ask me what's the worst part of the show is when they lose.
Yes.
Because they just lose their mind. There is no sense of understanding why they didn't win. Mm-hmm. They don't take into consideration there was 100 other people.
Yeah.
They have to be the winner just because they participated.
So tell us again about Hair Blitz 2012. And you know what? You're supposed to be announcing the winner of the Facebook thing, too.
Yes.
But tell us about Hair Blitz.
Okay, Hair Blitz will celebrate some of the most amazing hairstylists. It will be the first Sunday in December. It'll be in downtown Silver Spring. There'll be three amazing shows. The first show will give away over $5,000 to amazing stylists. So if you're out there, you know, an amazing stylist that's on point and ready to go. And then there'll be the individual contest, which gears towards the individual stylist that might not necessarily have a big salon, mm-hmm. but they really want to kind of promote their business in front of the beauty community. You can go to our website at www.goldenscissorwords.com, or you can dial us 202-452-7445. We are anywhere you go on the World Wide Web. So just go to Google and put in Glenn Jackson, G-L-Y-N-N, and just sit back and get a cup of coffee.
All right. Thank you. Uh-huh. Also, just to let our listeners know that we're going to have a guest, and we're going to be talking about human trafficking next week. Uh-huh. So you're going to want to be sure to tune into our show next week. Mm-hmm. I mean, because Kevin and I is our ministry, you know, to educate the public and just bring you information that you wouldn't ordinarily
get. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And human traffic is something that's out there that's going on and happening.
Exactly.
Right under our noses, and we really don't pay attention to it.
Also, the next presidential debate is tonight, October 22nd, mm-hmm. from 9 until 10:30. The topic will be foreign policy. Glenn.
Yes.
You have the envelope. Ta-da-da!
Yes, the hair diagram, Corin L.V. Pryor, C. The Barber, Bling by Keisha Nicole.
Aha, thank you. Congratulations, you all.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Yes, indeed.
This has been a great show.
It sure has. Thank you guys for coming in, and make sure you come see the play. Yes. The play, The Crown of Glory,
and the Agony of Deceit.
Anything you want to say on the way out?
Well, I
gotta make it quick because we're gone. Because the only thing about a 30-minute show is only last 30 minutes.
I'll talk quick. Well, first of all, let me give a shout out to my mother, Vashti Battle Brown, and all the teachers over there at Arlington Elementary School. And to your listening audience, I just encourage you all to come out and support a hometown production. Awesome talent, awesome directors, awesome playwright, not being vain, but I think the Lord is just working through me on this particular production. So come out and support it. I guarantee you will not be sad that you did. You'd be very happy. So please come out and support the production.
Yes, right. Yes. And make sure you purchase your tickets for Hair Blitz 2012.
All right. Thank you. We got to go because Mama's outside waiting in the convertible with the top
Something
down.
Like that. So until next week, bye-bye. Shop Talk with Cassandra Renee, the radio show where we talk about it all. Beauty, sports, current events, health, travel, music, and so much more. You can reach us at info@talkwithcassandra.com or www.talkwithcassandra.com.
The issues that matter.